Well, coming up this weekend, folks in Audubon County will enjoy their annual flight breakfast. The Audubon County Flight Breakfast coming up this Sunday, June 14th from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Audubon Airport. And we want to talk a little bit about that fun event for folks to enjoy. Sarah Slater is with us this morning. Sarah is the Director of Audubon County Tourism and Economic Development. Sarah, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me. We're excited to have a great day. We have omelets that are made from right in front of you, and pancakes and juice and coffee. And then this year, we are also offering to-go containers. So if you can't stay or you want to take one home, we have that opportunity also for our guests.
Yeah, flight breakfasts have been a fun event, actually kind of derived here in Western Iowa in the first place many, many decades ago. But they've been very popular here in a number of our Southwest Iowa communities. And I know you folks in Audubon have a long tradition of the flight breakfast.
Yes, for years, and last year we brought it back after a small hiatus, and I think we had over 20 planes from four different states, and we served about 500 people, so we were really thrilled. It's just a really fun day for families of all ages to come out and just have a good community day, and everybody is welcome to come to the area. We do have a shuttle bus that will pick you up at the Audubon High School North parking lot and bring you down and drop you off and take you back to your car. And a lot of people also walk down the trail and come in, and it's just a fun day to get out and have a good meal and check out some planes.
I was going to say, it's a flight breakfast, so we enjoy the folks that fly in, but you have a unique location there with the T-Bone Trail right next to the airport. So, yeah, folks can walk in. They could actually ride their bikes, all that kind of stuff. I mean, there are a lot of ways to get there.
Yeah, and so we're ready, we're excited to be there, and we hope to see a nice big crowd to come out and enjoy.
Yeah, it's always fun to see some of these folks that do fly in from different airports, and it's a thing for some pilots. Some of those guys, they love to go to different airports and different flight breakfasts over the course of the summer season, and they get an opportunity to meet with some different folks and visit some places they might not otherwise. It's always fun to have that conversation.
Just a fun day to watch the planes come in and out and how they do it. And, people are welcome to walk up and kind of look around the plane, talk to the pilot. So it's just a fun day, and it's just really fun when you see it through the little kids' eyes, too.
Yeah, and you sometimes get some unique planes.
Yeah, there's been helicopters. There's been different sizes of small planes, and it's just you don't know what you're going to see until you get there.
That's right. Well, and I've attended the Audubon Flight Breakfast before. They always have a very good spread. Folks are very friendly, so folks have an opportunity to enjoy. Sarah, now, in your position as heading the Audubon County Tourism and Economic Development, how do we tie this together? How do you use this as a vehicle for that?
Well, I think from a tourism aspect, it's, we're promoting a trail, we're promoting our airport, and it's creating an event for community and outside of the area guests to come in and have just a really fun experience. People want those experiences. And from an economic side, these are the things that, quality of life is a big factor when we're talking economic development. And it's things like this, and it's allowing people, maybe new people that are coming in, to have an opportunity to interact with some of the locals.
Well, and I suspect some of these pilots, if they have great experiences, which is on us to make sure they do, then they probably take that back and talk about it when they go back home or to other locations.
Absolutely. And that is, the highlight of what makes Iowa, Western Iowa especially, special. It's our people.
And sometimes we might discount these as kind of small little things that might not make a big difference, but you never know when you're going to hit on that right person.
Right. And, to have a small county airport is a really great thing to have, and we're very lucky in this region to have some great little airports available. That's a great factor when people are looking to relocate businesses.
You bet. Well, you mentioned pancakes. It says ham and cheese omelets, juice, coffee,
yep.
Water. Those things don't make themselves. Who's helping you out?
We have a fantastic team of volunteers. I think I have probably 30. And it's just community members, business leaders, and owners. And we're excited, and hopefully everybody has a great day and enjoys the food.
Yeah, you can't do anything in a small community without plenty of volunteer support.
It's 100% correct. We're very grateful and thankful for all of the support from our community and businesses.
Yeah. Well, we're about halfway through the year, darn near. How's the year going? How's 2026 so far for the community of Audubon and Audubon County?
I think, you know, we're seeing lots of small businesses, you know, open, and we've had some expansions. And I think that's exciting to see. Exira has a new coffee shop that's really exciting. They also have a weight room that they're working on that the school and community members are going to be able to use. So that's a great thing to have offered in that community. The rec center in Audubon has been doing some really great events. The Audubon Public Library is doing their normal series with the Music in the Park and has been great turnouts for that. So it's just, I think it's a good time to be in rural Iowa, and we hope to see that continue.
Yeah. You know, sometimes folks look at it and think, well, gosh, opening a business of any kind in a small community, especially like a coffee shop or restaurant or something, boy, it can be very risky. Well, that can be risky anywhere. But in a small town, right, a lot of people notice.
Absolutely. And like those types of businesses, you know, sometimes become the cornerstone of a main street. It's a gathering place, and that's what people are wanting.
Yeah. I mean, you think about opening something like that in a large city. Yeah, you have a much bigger population base to draw from, but does anybody notice? And that's the nice thing about small communities. Folks do notice. We notice the little things.
Yeah.
And we like to support those things as well. So, all right, well, let's get back to the flight breakfast, Sarah. Do we need to buy our tickets in advance?
Nope. You can pay when you arrive, and there'll be some great volunteers taking tickets, and then you get your plate and you can enjoy a really great omelet and pancakes.
All right, very good. And the fly-ins, they eat free, I assume?
We are very excited that they participate, so they do get to eat for free.
All right. And I see some of the young kids.
And we do have 5 and under is free.
Yeah, so do the young kids. They get to eat free as well. And can folks buy to-goes?
They can buy to-goes, yes.
All right. Very easy to reheat ham and cheese omelets, that's for sure. So,
yes,
take advantage of the opportunity there. $10 for those 6 years old and older to participate. And again, the timing on that is from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Sunday. So, yeah, it's Sunday, I get it. But 8 a.m. to 11:30, you got time before or after church to be able to make that. And the to-goes give you that flexibility as well. So don't shy away.
Yes.
All right, very good. Anything else exciting coming up here in the coming months?
Ragby is coming through Exira, so I think that's exciting. I know they're hard at work, that committee, to make that a really great meeting experience. Audubon County Fair is coming up in July, so just lots of great things going on.
Yeah,
lots of sporting events.
Yeah, getting into the busy time, that's for sure.
Yes.
Are they still looking for a lot of volunteers to help out in the Exira area? I know it's just a one-day kind of pass-through thing, but it's a lot of people all at once.
You would have to ask the Ragby Committee in Exira.
Yeah.
But I think they would always welcome any additional volunteers that would like to participate.
Yeah, in or out of Exira. Any hands are welcome, I'm sure. Okay, folks that like to be around. Excellent. Well, again, just as a reminder, too, for the flight breakfast coming up on June 14th, they're not going to have vehicle parking there at the airport. So as Sarah mentioned up front, they're going to be running a shuttle bus so you can park at the Audubon Community High School, which is just up and around the corner. And it's just a short little shuttle ride. They'll bring you down to the airport. Don't forget the T-Bone Trail is right there as well. You can walk or bike to the airport. That's an easy thing to do. And again, 8 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. this Sunday, June 14th, for the Audubon County Flight Breakfast. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy. Sarah Slater has been with us here this morning to visit a little bit. Sarah, thanks for catching up. Hope you have a great event.
Thank you. We will send you some photos.